Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Service. By any chance, is Monica Pender?
This is her.
All right, I'm actually just conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and you may stop participation at any time, and your individual answers are confidential. So let me ask you, I know that is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
Understood. Now, let me ask you, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Got it. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Yeah, I guess it would be white, Croatian.
Got it. Okay. And now, what is your age?
I am 42.
Understood. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Liberal.
I'm sorry?
Liberal.
Liberal, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'd probably say somewhat.
Got it. And now thinking about the direction the country is headed, in general speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Also somewhat satisfied, I guess.
Understood. Right now, I am going to read you a list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. But before we continue with this, I really would like to say thank you very much that you are taking the time to talk with me about that. We are on the 20% completion on this, so I'll try to, you know, go faster, so I'm not going to take a lot of time on this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So for each of those of the following statements, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. To use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? So
okay.
The first one is protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Protecting it as far as allowing it?
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
10.
Making housing more affordable.
Making what, I'm sorry?
Housing more affordable.
10.
And fighting inflation and improving the economy.
I think that kind of goes with it, so I'd say probably a 10.
Okay, understood. All right, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Hold on, you're connecting to my phone, or my car, give me 1 second, let me switch you.
Okay,
sorry, I'm putting my groceries away, so you're just connecting to my car.
Okay, it's
and
okay.
You said,
yeah, the question is, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
I'd say somewhat.
Somewhat approve or disapprove?
Somewhat approve. So probably like an 8. If it's the numbers.
Okay. And now I would like you to rate your feeling towards some people in the organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. So you may use any number from 0 to 100. And depending on how you feel, or if you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So the first one is the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
The FDA, I'd say, you said it's 80 an option?
Yeah, from 0 to 100.
From 200, probably 80.
Got it. And what about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, now probably about an 80.
Okay, and Democrats in Congress?
Um, 75.
Understood. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think that the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. So for each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. So use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
10. So very important.
Got it. And preventing underage tobacco use?
10.
What about banning different tobacco products for adults?
That I don't think is very important. I'd say probably a 2 or 0. I don't, they're adults. They can do what they want.
Got it. And
I don't smoke, but it's not my choice.
Got it. Understood. And now, ma'am, the last one that I have on this list is removing my illegal e-vapor products from the market.
Removing what, I'm sorry?
Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
Illegal ones, I'd say that would be a 10.
Got it. All right. And as you may know, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually non-nicotine to adults 21 and over?
No, I oppose.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat. Like I said, I'm not a smoker, so.
Got it. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over?
I don't care. But I might, I guess I'd be somewhat opposed, somewhat.
Okay, understood. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I think it'd bring more harm. They just do it illegally.
Got it. And much more benefit? I'm sorry, more, somewhat more harm or much more harm, somewhat benefit or much more benefit?
Much more harm.
Much more harm? Got it. And regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
No, other issues are more important.
Understood. Right now, we are pretty much on the 60% of completion, so thank you so much. We are just rushing a little bit on this. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products on flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibit, or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products?
Yeah, I think the last one, helping them to switch.
Understood. Now, I would like to read you some of the things that some people say could come past if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, and virtually all the other traditional cigarettes on the market today. So for each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gun activity that comes from black market sales, are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
If they were to make it illegal, I'd say somewhat concerned.
Got it. And what about more dangerous products flooding the markets as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from the overseas with no safety testing of any kind? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
Very concerned.
And an immediate loss of over $45 billion in the tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
I'd say somewhat.
Somewhat? Understood. Now, right now we are just a few questions more. So I have some statements here that people have made about this ban. So please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one says, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drugs addiction. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. when we should be is that be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addictions through cessation support and harm reduction.
I'd say an 8.
8? Got it. Understood. The next one says, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage, instead it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. This type of drugs traced are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed.
I strongly agree, 10.
Got it. And the other one says, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why this disadvantaged community should be impressioned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a large target on minority communities where we might never return from.
10, strongly agree.
Understood. All right. Right now we are at 75%. So sometimes over the course, you know, of the survey, people change their minds. So let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over?
Do I agree getting rid of it, you said? Banning it?
Yep. If you basically support or oppose a ban of those products.
I oppose it. For over 21, I oppose it.
Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Got it. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
No, strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. Got it. And regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think the banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
Much more harm or somewhat more harm?
Much more harm.
And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who support this ban on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
It would kind of be in the middle. It would depend on the other issues as well. Like if I agreed on all the other issues that they stood for, I wouldn't let this one thing
mm-hmm.
go against me. But if there were several things, then yes, it would definitely affect it. So I'd say like a 5.
So somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing in between those?
Somewhat less willing, yeah.
Got it. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Wine?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No, not in the last 30 days, no.
Got it. What about coffee?
Yes.
All day.
Every other day, at least.
Got it. And what about pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigarettes?
Yeah.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Sorry. What about soda pop?
What, I'm sorry?
Soda pop?
Yes.
And what about heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as a Deep or a Chew?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
And what about beer?
No.
Understood. And right now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I had some college.
Some college? Got it.
Yeah.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
I have 3 kids, but only one of them is under 18.
Understood. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
I'd say probably middle class, middle to upper.
Got it. And are you or is anyone a member on your of your household, a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Got it. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban, probably.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Understood. Ma'am, thank you very much for all your time and the answers. This concludes our survey today. So thank you very much for your participation. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.